You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and today we are going into our sight loss story. And today we'll be hearing from Rimpal Raja. Rimpal, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me today.
Before we talk about your passions and things, can you tell me a little bit about your sight condition?
So I actually had full vision growing up, and about 15 years ago, I found out that I had a very rare hereditary condition called Bietti crystalline dystrophy. And I just went to the optician. They said, I was realizing I had a few black spots coming up, which came from nowhere. And my macula was full of these beautiful crystals, which looked like a Christmas tree. But for me, it was obviously deadly. It's over time just breaking all the rods and cones. So I've been lucky in that respect. I've been able to get used to sight loss. You know, first it was my nighttime vision and then it was my daytime vision. So I have been able to adapt as I've gone along.
Speaking of adapting to sight loss, what do you think has helped you to adapt the best? And, you know, what kind of solutions and things helped you out when you were going through that adaption stage of learning how to do things differently?
Because mine is to do with the low lighting and the way light reflects. I ended up just putting the lights on everywhere I went. And we actually renovated our house about 5 years ago, and I think my house is like a hospital. I literally walk in and turn all the lights on. My family will walk in and turn all the lights off. But it just meant that I could see and function in my environment as much as I could. And again, sort of, I guess, future-proofed the house a little bit to know that, you know, because I love cooking, I love, you know, being independent, doing whatever I need to do. I've got two teenagers, so I am constantly, you know, cleaning up after them and making sure that they are on the right path. So it was nice to be able to sort of, you know, do that in advance.
Now, one of your big passions, and I quite like your reasoning for this, which we'll talk about now, is you like going to the gym, aren't you?
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it. It's good for your mind, good for your body. The more I've lost sight, the more I guess I feel sort of, you know, alive and, you know, sort of ready to go when I've been to the gym. And I guess it's a power thing as well. You know, I may not have much sight, but, you know, I'm strong. You know, I'm able to do, you know, all these different exercises and a lot stronger than my husband sometimes, which he's not happy about. The biggest thing is being able to get out and go to an environment where you're meeting people and different people all the time. And it's funny because I was first scared to go to these Pilates classes and, you know, go to the gym floor or do whatever because I was scared of what people thought. But now, you know, you walk in and there's always a smiling face. There's always someone coming up to me and saying, can I help you? You know, in the Pilates studio, as soon as I walk in, someone's got my mat out, someone's got my equipment out. And it's brilliant. You know, you just feel part of a community and you feel like even though you don't have sight, you're part of something. And I used to be scared of people, but actually, you know what? They're always there to help.
Exactly. And it's nice to have a positive experience. And, you know, how accessible do you find like gym equipment, especially kind of the machines with screens and such? How accessible do you find them and how do you manage that sort of side of things?
I think, a year ago, again, you're going to love it. I had an accident skiing because, again, I'm so stupid. I went on a ski slope, even though I was sort of losing my vision. But because I've been skiing for so many years, the instructor had actually taught me how to ski using feeling, you know, as you're going down into the mountains. And anyway, I sort of blew my ACL and then had to do a recovery process and be rehabilitation, etc. Going back to the gym and trying to use these machines again was difficult because I could see them. And now I guess I do go from memory a little bit. And when I get to a screen, especially on the running machine, trying to get my knee strong again, I have to sort of look about 10 times before I can see the on button. But again, I'm not scared. If I see someone, I say, can you please just help me? You know, where's the button to turn it on? You know, you just have to ask. You can't be shy about these things. What are they going to say? You're stupid? Fine. Yes, I'm stupid. Doesn't matter. At least I'm then doing my workout.
Exactly. And at least, you know, I've always had this approach of we've got a mouth, we might as well use it. And,
absolutely.
You know, I've never been afraid to ask a member of the public when I'm looking for a venue or something and I can hear feet. I'm like, oh, hello, okay, you can help me. You can help me find a place. What would you say, you know, based on your own experiences of sight loss and your journey, what piece of advice would you give to people who may be new to sight loss and starting their journey and, you know, who may not be sure what to do at this point?
Firstly, breathe. It's not the end of the world. I'm a perfect example of you can still do normal things, get on the train, you know, go to work or do whatever you need to do. You just have to, like we just talked about, open your mouth and just say, I need help or I need to do things in a different way. Everyone's journey is different. You know, we all have different journeys and we just have to take whatever it is in our stride and just work through it. It's not going to be easy. No one said it is. And you're going to have good days and bad days. But you're not alone. There's always people around. The RNIB are amazing. They've been amazing in supporting me. And also friends and family, you know, you just have to ask. They will help you. Don't ever be shy, whatever journey you're going through.
Fantastic. Well, it's always good to hear from people who have a lot of courage and who aren't afraid to kind of face it head on, because that's kind of been always my approach, and it's good to see that approach being, you know, encouraged by other people as well. So thank you very much, Rimpal Raja, for sharing your sight loss story with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.